From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There were celebrations in Afghanistan's capital today as forces of the opposition Northern Alliance entered Kabul virtually unopposed. After heavy fighting north of the capital late yesterday, Taliban troops left the city during the night, heading toward strongholds in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Ivan Watson watched the Northern Alliance takeover of Kabul and filed this report.
After a sweeping military victory yesterday, the Northern Alliance opened the road to Kabul this morning. It was the first time in years people could freely cross the front lines north of the capital. The drive over takes you through a barren no-man's land. What were once acres of lush vineyards have long gone untended, while years of artillery fire have reduced all the mud-brick farm houses to piles of rubble. On and off the road, there are enormous craters left by more than a month of U.S. airstrikes. And along the way, you pass the occasional army truck full of Northern Alliance soldiers, all waving the green, white, and black flag of the anti-Taliban government. 4 miles from the edge of Kabul, Alliance troops tried in vain to stop the new traffic from going into the city. More than 1,000 people, most of them soldiers, lined the highway, all of them eager to get in. The dam suddenly broke when several hundred uniformed soldiers from the town of Jabal Siraj gave a cheer and marched confidently past the checkpoint. The soldiers half walked, half ran down the Kabul highway, and as they rounded a curve in the road, the city lay on the plain just ahead. There, locals gave the troops a hero's welcome, showering them with flower petals, money, and candy. The population at the gates of the city was celebrating the Taliban's sudden retreat. Further up the road, residents were lashing out at symbols of the old regime. A crowd beat on a Taliban truck that had been burned in the street. Several blocks away, 6 mangled corpses lay in a foot-deep rain gutter in Kabul's Central Park. Nearby, the body of another dead man lay under a basketball hoop. Next to him, the bloody wooden stick that had been used to cave in the man's skull. The crowd that had gathered to stare at the gruesome sight explained what had happened. They were Pakistanis who fought with the Taliban, the people said. The residents here and the Alliance soldiers worked together to kill them. Resentment of Pakistan and its years of support for the Taliban also erupted at the Pakistani embassy. Early in the morning, locals attacked the building. It was quiet further into the city, shops were closed, and many of the streets were still deserted at noon. For almost 10 hours, the Taliban's rapid departure left a vacuum many residents were unwilling to fill. The call to prayer was being sung from a neighboring mosque when a dozen Northern Alliance police officers arrived at the city's finance department. The gray uniformed police secured the compound and then began listening to complaints from the neighborhood's residents. A 15-year-old boy said up until yesterday, this building had served as a barracks for Taliban troops. The Taliban fighters were running around and yelling last night, he said. They were scared. They all drove away by 5 o'clock Monday night. Not far away, another squad of Alliance policemen deployed at the presidential palace. An officer here yelled at a junior policeman who had already helped himself to a bag full of souvenirs from the palace. The men closed the gates to the public, as well as to Northern Alliance volunteer fighters, armed but dressed in civilian clothes. The police commander said their mission was to return law and order to the city. This was echoed by the Northern Alliance Foreign Minister, Abdullah. Today, he explained why his troops marched in after he promised yesterday not to let his men enter the capital.
Taliban withdrew unexpectedly from Kabul. Since last night and this morning, there have been disturbances which has taken place in Kabul by the irresponsible people. They created some security problem for the people of Kabul, and then there was no option for us but to send our security forces into Kabul.
Judging by the reception at the entrance to the city and here at the Afghanan Square, many of the residents were more than happy with the Northern Alliance decision. Car horns, bicycle bells, and in the distance, music that had once been banned by the Taliban. A taxi drove by covered in shiny ribbons. Inside, a just married bride and groom. That's a wedding, said an onlooker. It's the seventh one I've seen this afternoon. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul, Afghanistan.